Hi folks, I'm Greg Lowe. I'm a SQL Server MVP and part of the Microsoft Regional Director program. In this video, I want to just quickly show you how easy it is to work with SQL Server LocalDB or Express LocalDB as an embedded database for your application. Now, in a folder on this system, I'll just change to List Entry App. And in this folder, I've got the executable for my application and also the install file, sqllocaldb.msi. The MSI file is all that we need for installing SQL Server LocalDB. Now, the only time it needs to be installed is once for each major version of SQL Server. So at present, all of them would use the same instance or the same installation, not necessarily the same instance, but for SQL Server 2012. Now, if it is already installed on the machine, that's not a problem. You can install it on the basis that even if it is already there, it won't raise an error. So as you're installing your own application, you could simply shell out and cause SQL Server LocalDB to be installed. Let me quickly show you what's involved in this. Let's clear up a little more space because we need the whole command line. So msi exec, and then saying slash I, now it's SQL Local db.msi is the installer file I want to install. I can say qn, in this case is saying, look, do this silently. And then the other thing I need to do is accept the license terms. So if I say I accept SQL local db license terms set to yes, that'll simply avoid that ever popping up in the middle of the installation. So if I run this, now notice that even though this is already installed, I got no warning, no error, no anything like that. So that could be very silently done as part of your application install. Now, this ships with a utility. So if I say SQL LocalDB and then said info, what that'll show me is instances of SQL LocalDB that are already installed on the machine. Now, let's fire up and run this app. So if I just say list entry, this is firing up an application. And what the app is doing is connecting to the instance of SQL LocalDB, and then it's going off and creating the database if it's not already present and so on. Now, notice that what it's connecting to is LocalDB in brackets slash v11.0, which is the instance it's connecting to. Now, notice that was one of the instances that we had coming up here before. So if I now, again, say SQL LocalDB, I could say, show me the details about that specific instance. And notice that this is now set up and running automatically. With this utility, I could even avoid the startup delay on the application, which is short anyway, but I could use the utility, for example, to start and stop the instance rather than having the application be the only thing that controls it. But generally, you do not have to manage it all. You start the application, it'll start up the instance and start it running. Sometime after the application stops, usually within a couple of minutes, you'll find that it'll shut down again. Now, importantly, this is running as an attached process, separate process, but an attached process to the application itself. So if we go and look in SQL Server Configuration Manager, so let's grab SQL Server Config Tools and Configuration Manager, and bring up and look at the list of services, you'll notice that while there are SQL Server services running here, this is not one of them. And what we have in place, if you notice even the logons here, none of these are currently running as an administrator. However, let's go down here on Taskbar and start Task Manager, and then start looking at the processes that are running. And in amongst here, notice that we've got two copies of the SQL Server.exe running. One is the service, that is the standard service running in the background, but notice there's another one here now running as the administrator because it's been launched within our current session. Now, the other thing about this is you might wonder, well, where are the databases? And so if I go in and look at that folder, notice the folder where we had it, the list entry app, I've now got an MDF and LDF file sitting in here. They weren't there a moment ago. Now, that's because the application, when it created the database, specified that that's where it wanted the databases to be. You don't have to do that. If I had just said create database, it would have in fact created them for me, but in the root of my profile. because it wouldn't know where else to put them. So a good practice is usually to indicate where you want the databases. The other thing that you could have done is if we already had a pre-created database and we simply wanted to attach it, LocalDB also supports the attach DB file name option that you can place in your connection string to work with an existing database. So look, LocalDB really makes a wonderful addition with a high degree of compatibility with the rest of SQL Server as an embedded database for your app.